This is our pre-show for today, the 14th of July, 2021. And we'll get into the show. And today we're going to do a fill-only. God damn, it's hotter than hell in this motherfucker, man. I'm going to turn on our little interior air conditioner here. Again, my apologies for whatever residual audio noise. You're hearing the air conditioner right now. Maybe it's better that you hear the fucking air conditioner and not the goddamn that buzz that is so maddeningly present in many of our pre-shows. Anyway, today we're going to do not a fill only. Those are we're going to do a behind the lifting the curtain. And who the hell is this? This is Major League Baseball, the All-Star Game. Oh, the goddamn All-Star Game! I remember when I liked baseball. I remember when I liked life. So they're in Denver. Oh, man. Just watching some of the All-Star Game coverage. One of the guys, I guess Otani, they're interviewing this kid Otani with the Angels. And the guy standing next to him, who looks befuddled and staring at the interviewer, must be his interpreter. Is it his interpreter? No, he's interpreting for another Japanese player. This poor kid looked absolutely baffled. He's like just staring at this dude. I don't know, man. There's only a few things I know how to do in this world, and I try to do those things. And, I got caught up like a lot of people will. I mean, if you're a citizen of this country, you get caught up in the politics. But I have since, as I said on Twitter and as I've said on Facebook and other places, once the election was over and there was a new president in place, I stopped my commentary, plain and simple, because I can argue with the best of them because I was born with a fucking brain, but I'm not, that is not why, if you want to believe in God, that's not why the good Lord put me on this planet. So anyway, having said all that shit, turn this off, man, because it's driving me nuts. one thing that I am watching on TV is the Tour de France. If you guys are watching that at all, as I got into that shit, I got into the Tour de France, watching the Tour de France. Because I was into cycling in the 80s. I went to China. I think, you guys have told you ad nauseum about my trip to China, which really had a big impact on me, influenced me a lot. Rode a 10-speed from Beijing down to Shanghai. Not completely all the way. Some areas we took coaches. We took a train most of the way, I think, from Nanjing to Shanghai. Might have been one of the other towns. But we did bike, for the most part, Beijing, Suzhou, Yangtze into Nanjing, and I think we took a train, a couple of legs of the trip, but biked around Nanjing a lot, biked around Shanghai, this and that, and then we flew out of Shanghai back to San Francisco. My favorite town just for sightseeing was Shanghai, and probably because there was more that you could just walk around and see. And in towns like Beijing and these other cities, Nanjing was nice too, but Beijing is so spread out, man, and is not really a walking town. Although there's places, the neighborhoods are all compounds, they're all walled, and then there's houses, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 houses behind this walled area, and then you keep walking down these narrow streets. That's interesting that way, but in terms of shops, you know what I'm saying, like we're used to in the West, cities like Nanjing and Shanghai are a little bit more friendly to that kind of walking along and, oh, look, there's a store we can go into, kind of bullshit. But I like Beijing a lot because it's obviously really super historical. Plus, it was from Beijing that we went and biked up to the Great Wall of China and all that other shit. Anyway, having said that, the Tour de France is really interesting to watch for me because it's over a long haul. Lots of different terrain, lots of different things to see. It's a journey. You're on the journey, and the way that they're covering it is so it gets better and better every year. This you watch the Tour de France, and NBC has aerial shots of what's called the peloton, which is the bulk of the bikers. Then the guys that are out in front, some guys that are trailing behind, but you see them right along the roadway. Then they have cameras that are right on the roadway on motorcycles traveling just ahead of and just behind the riders, and really good coverage that way. Plus they have commentators that are obviously experienced cycling competitors themselves or have just covered the sport for such a long time they know what to do, because they have one of the guys is a British guy named Phil Liggett, is terrific. Bob Roll is a former competitive cyclist who's now one of the commentators. He's an American. Adam Blythe is their guy on the chopper who gives the sort of perspective from the course. So I've been enjoying the hell out of it. And this, as you are listening to this, this morning at 3 a.m. is when NBC started their coverage. So they're starting live coverage every morning on the West Coast at 3 o'clock, on the East Coast at like 6 a.m. And I don't know yet because I'm recording this on Tuesday night, but I'm planning on getting up at 3 a.m. and watching the beginning stage, the beginning moments of it with Jackie, because she's been watching it with me. And there's a lot of great stories. A lot of great cyclists. And like I said, it's really looking at the scenery. I mean, they went through wine country. They went up into the mountains. I mean, they went up into the clouds at one point. Today, they should be going through, I believe they're going to be going through the that part of the Pyrenees, which extends into France. What the fuck is this commercial, man? Jim Beam. He's talking to some of the weirdest looking motherfuckers. This dude sitting at a bar. Jim Beam and what? Ginger beer? Fever Tree? Ha! Get Jim Beam whiskey and Fever Tree ginger beer. Now, I know because I turned on our studio tech, Adam Chavez. Adam is a whiskey and clove-infused whiskey drinker, and I turned him on to Q, and he fucking gave that a massive thumbs up. Q ginger beer rocks the fucking house on a great many levels. All right, let's get this bitch going, huh? Come on, man, don't fuck with me. Don't fuck with me. Give me it. Yeah, man. This fucking mouse is like shot to shit, probably because I put something on the mouse pad. I don't know.